thou good, Kent? How shall I live and work to match thy goodness? My life will be too short and every measure fail me.
To be acknowledged, madam, is overpaid. All my reports go with the modest truth, nor more nor clipped, but so.
Be better suited. These weeds are memories of those worser hours. I prithee put them off.
Pardon, dear madam, yet to be known shortens my made intent. My boon I make it that you know me not, till time and I think meet.
Then be it so, my good lord. How does the king?
Madam, sleep still.
Oh, you kind gods, cure this great breach in his abusive nature. The untuned and jarring senses, oh, wind up of this child-changed father.
So please your majesty that we may wake the king. He has slept long.
Be governed by your knowledge and proceed in the sway of your own will. Is he arrayed?
Aye, madam. In the heaviness of sleep, we put fresh garments on him.
Be by, good madam, we do awake him. I doubt not of his temperance.
Very well.
Please you, draw near.
Oh, my dear father. Restoration, hang thy medicine on thy lips. And let this kiss repair those violent harms that my two sisters have in thy reverence made.
Kind and dear princess.
Had you not been their father, these white flakes did challenge pity of them. Was this a face to be opposed against the warring winds? Mine enemy's dog, though he had bit me, should have stood that night against my fire. And wast thou fain, poor father, to hovel thee with swine and rogues forlorn and short and musty straw? Alack, alack, 'tis wonder that thy life and wits at once had not concluded all. He wakes. Speak to him.
Madam, do you? 'Tis fittest.
How does my royal lord? How fares your majesty?
You do me wrong to take me out of the grave. Thou art a soul in bliss, but I am bound upon a wheel of fire, which mine own tears do scald like molten lead.
Sir, do you know me?
You are a spirit, I know. Where did you die?
Still far wide.
He's scarce awake. Let him alone a while.
Where have I been? Where am I? Fair daylight. I'm mightily abused. I would e'en die with pity to see another thus. I know not what to say. I will not swear. These are my hands. Let's see. I feel this pin prick. Would I were assured of my condition.
Oh, look upon me, sir, and hold your hand in benediction over me. No, sir, you must not kneel.
Pray do not mock me. I am a very foolish, fond old man. 80 and upward. Not an hour more nor less. To deal plainly, I fear I am not in my perfect mind. Methinks I should know you and know this man. Yet I am doubtful, for I am mainly ignorant what place this is. All my skill remembers not these garments. Nor I know not where I did lodge last night. Do not laugh at me. But as I am a man, I think this lady to be my child, Cordelia.
Who I am. I am.
Be thy tears wet. Yes, Faith. If you have poison for me, I will drink it. I know you do not love me. For your sisters have, as I remember, done me wrong. You have some cause.
No.
They have not.
No cause.
Am I in front?
kingdom, sir.
Do not abuse me.
Be comforted, good madam. The great rage you see is killed in him, and yet it is danger to make him even all the time he is lost.
Will it please your highness walk?
You must bear with me. Pray you now. Forget and forgive. I'm old and foolish.
Oh, is it true, sir, that the Duke of Cornwall was his slave?
Most certain, sir.
Who is the conductor of his people?
As to said, the bastard son of Gloucester.
They say Edgar, his banished son, is with the Earl of Kent in Germany.
Report is changeable. It is time to look about. The powers of the kingdom approach apace.
The arbitrament is like to be bloody. Farewell, sir.
My point and period will be cruelly wrought, or well, or ill, as this day's battle's fought.